You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 years of lockdowns, remote learning, and extended periods of isolation away from family and friends, COVID-19 has placed a strain on many. It's led to Australia's mental health hotlines receiving record high call volumes this year.
Kids Helpline.
Over just 4 weeks, Lifeline received over 96,000 calls, an increase of 33% from pre-pandemic levels. Kids Helpline reported a nearly 17% increase, with Beyond Blue also taking 20% more calls for help. The sector was already under pressure pre-COVID, with a report from the Royal Commission into Victoria's mental health system finding the sector's workforce is chronically overstretched, and thousands of people are missing out on the care that they need each year. Victorian Mental Health Minister James Merlino says that with the impacts from COVID-19 likely to be long-term, the government intends to do something about it, starting with the workers.
The Royal Commission both laid bare how broken our mental health system is and also gave us a blueprint as to how we can rebuild it. But when the rubber hits the road on delivering on the recommendations of the Royal Commission and rebuilding our mental health system, it's about people. It's about investing in the people who care for us when we are our most vulnerable.
He says an immediate investment of $41 million will go towards hiring more than 350 key mental health workers.
We're talking about occupational therapists, social workers, psychology registrars, and again, those people will begin in January of next year.
Those already working in the sector are welcoming the announcement. Mental health nurse educator Shana Serrelson is one of them.
And the time for these new roles to implement the changes of the recommendations in the Royal Commission is now. The only way to provide better care and improve the care to people that are accessing services is to have time and more time to spend with them. And so definitely new roles will be very welcome.
Professor Patrick McGorry, named Australian of the Year in 2010 for his services to youth mental health, has also welcomed the funding.
I'm delighted to see it because in the wake of the Royal Commission, the number one risk to the reform is workforce. And, it's great to see, proactive action being taken by the government to address this. We're desperately short of skilled and compassionate workers in the mental health sector.
But not everyone is convinced about the timing or the substance. Victoria's opposition health spokeswoman, Georgie Crozier, says the government has been slow to react to a problem it helped to create.
This is the government playing catch-up. The mental health crisis was here before COVID. It's only got worse because of the extensive lockdowns. And of course, this has had an impact on children in schools, to their families and to their communities.
Politics aside, Professor McGorry says it's been clear for some time that mental health is too often overlooked, despite its impact on individuals and society as a whole, and the pandemic didn't help.
The impact in terms of burden of disease in the community is four times greater for mental health than it has been for COVID, believe it or not. And we've had this kind of valiant yet depleted workforce trying to grapple with it and facing Sophie's choices every day as to who to treat and who to turn away. So we've got to rapidly expand and support the workforce going forward if the Royal Commission reforms are going to succeed.
Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36. Deborah Grogg, SBS News.